Well, let's check in now with North Dakota, where the per capita COVID-19 mortality rate is higher than any other state in the United States. Joining us is Dave Thompson, news director for Prairie Public. And Dave, November so far has been the deadliest month for North Dakota, with still a week to go. What's the situation there?
By far and away, it is the deadliest month. It's almost double what it had been through April through October. We're over 800 deaths, very closely approaching 900 deaths. And in a state the size of North Dakota, which is about 735,000, that is a pretty high death rate.
Absolutely. You know, it took until November 13th for Republican Governor Doug Burgum to issue a mask mandate. Are you seeing compliance with that order?
I am now. When I go around and visit people or visit stores or go to, you know, local restaurants to pick up takeout, I do see just about everybody is masked up now. This is something the business community here had been urging the governor to do because they didn't want to enforce it without the imprimatur of state officials. Now they've got it, and now they feel pretty good about it.
I want to ask you something else. So South Dakota's governor has refused to mandate mask wearing. How does that complicate this mask mandate for people in North Dakota?
It does to a certain extent among a certain group of people. But, of course, given the fact that there's been a lot of publicity about wearing masks and about social distancing, I think people in North Dakota are starting to get it. The governor had been talking about personal responsibility since the pandemic began, but now he realized that he had to have a mandate. He put the mandate in place, and so far, so good.
Mm. Hospitals, we're hearing, in the state are getting slammed. What happens if all of the beds are full? Are there contingency plans?
There certainly are contingency plans, and they're on the shelf right now. But given the fact that we're getting close to capacity, they may take the plans off the shelf. They're using one venue in Bismarck and one venue in Fargo, the state's largest city. The Fargo Dome is the venue in Fargo. At Bismarck, they're going to use the University of Mary, and that would be for overflow beds. That would be for normal patients, so they could have more COVID patients in the hospitals.
Oh, wow. Dave Thompson, thank you so much for this update.
You are very welcome.
He's a news director with Prairie Public.